what's happening around town? We're going to find out right now. Kevin McDougall from 5K Events is here with the calendar of events coming to Racine at Festival Hall, Memorial Hall, Festival Park, Rotary Park, the Lakefront. Where is that? I know. It's got so many different names.
Yeah, you gave Rotary Park an additional name there, Festival Park. But we still call it Festival Park, even though Rotary has the naming rights. They put up the dough for the big stage, so they get the naming rights.
Was that how it happened?
Yeah.
So, I thought somebody woke up and said, you know, it would be a nice idea.
Just give it to them.
Yeah, just be nice. It's like Miller Park.
Yeah.
You know, American Family Insurance have been, I like their commercials on, give them the stadium.
Yeah, I still call it Miller Park.
Some people call it County Stadium still.
Well, that's a little too much.
The old timers call it County Stadium.
Yeah. Well, the home plate for Health Fair Field there in the parking lot, the Little League Field, that's where the home plate for County Stadium was.
Right. Yeah. I remember when they do that with all stadiums. They did that at Yankee Stadium in New York, too, when they rebuilt it. They took the parking lot, built the stadium, then knocked down the stadium. They did it with Citi Field, where Shea Stadium used to be. Right. They always do that. They build it in the parking lot, knock down the stadium, and build a new parking lot.
Remember when it used to be here?
Okay, and I still call it Shea Stadium. Like, at Citi Field doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been there, of course, but it's a completely new stadium, but it's not called Shea anymore. It's called Citi Field. Is that accurate?
Shea Stadium, quick little history here. When the 1964-65 World's Fair was built, they built Shea Stadium right next to the World's Fair.
Sure.
Had the same color scheme and everything, and it was real convenient because the Long Island Railroad built a spur going off its main path to go to the World's Fair.
Okay.
And it also served as Shea Stadium.
Yeah.
So when I had my dad had season tickets, I used to go every weekend.
Sure.
But, you know, I was the big kid in the neighborhood with four free tickets every weekend.
Yeah.
And we used to take the Long Island Railroad right into Shea Stadium from where the problem was. We had a changeover in Woodside, Queens, which is not the greatest neighborhood. So when the game was over at 11 o'clock, we're standing on this train platform. Just, you keep an eye out on the left. I'll watch the right. I can't believe my mother let me go.
Yeah.
When I was
be vigilant.
I was 12, 13 years old, and she's letting me do that kind of
thing. Well, we could do those things then.
All right, so we've got a big event coming up. As a matter of fact, we're giving tickets away to it. Shamrocks and Shenanigans, just in time, actually before St. Patrick's Day, Saturday, March 14th, 1 to 4 p.m. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, this is our second year doing Shamrocks and Shenanigans, and it is our St. Patrick's Day celebration. It is a few days before the actual St. Patrick's Day, and the way we timed it is, you know, we open at 1 o'clock, so you can go downtown Racine and see the downtown St. Patrick's Day parade, and then come see us, and then we close at 4 o'clock, so you can still have time to go to your local watering hole.
It's the same day as the parade.
It is, yeah. So that's how we time it.
I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah. So we want folks to enjoy downtown Racine as a whole that day. And, you know, after you're done seeing us and sampling some great national and local bourbons and hearing some great music from Racine's own Celtic Gypsies, you can still go off and to some of your favorite watering holes around downtown, and plenty of time to do that. So, but we've got a great lineup of national and local bourbons and whiskeys and a lot of other spirits, including some great Irishes, Redbreast, Jameson, who will be bringing us several different expressions, and Green Spot Irish whiskey, as well as some great Wisconsin bourbons from Driftless Glen and Ledge Rock Distillery. You know, some bourbon from Barman Bourbon, which is a Coors product, as well as Five Trails American Whiskey, which is another Coors product. Five Farms Irish Cream, which was a great Irish cream sampler last season. And then a couple things that are kind of unique. One of our great partners is Sensi, which does the THC infused seltzer, which is becoming, you know, a big thing with younger people now as they enter the drinking culture. And then our official ready to drink cocktail at Racine Civic Center is Car Bliss, so they'll be there with a lot of different varieties and flavors and things like that. So just a whole day of unlimited sampling. Come on in and enjoy St. Patrick's Day with us.
I used to live down south. We used to, occasionally had to drive through Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And on the interstate, they're so proud of their bourbons, they actually have interstate signs saying this so-and-so distillery, next bourbon distillery, next right.
Sure.
And they're actually put up by the highway department.
Yeah, it's called the Bourbon Trail. And it goes from Lexington into Louisville. So, you know, all the major distilleries are along that trail. And I've been to several of the tours there, and they're really amazing. Some are, and a lot of them are very different. Some of the newer distilleries are very modern and unique, but some of the older ones like Jim Beam are still very classic and, you know, just kind of the roots of their existence. So you can go see how all that's made and sample and see how the chemistry of the bourbon industry works, which is really interesting, if that's what you're into.
Now, I found that interesting. The highway department put up those signs.
Oh, yeah, that's huge tourism in Kentucky. That's it. Yeah. I mean, it's if you go through Kentucky, you will see just all these, you know, lush rolling green hills. And they have these large, they're called rickhouses, and they're spotted all over the landscape. And it's just filled with thousands of barrels of bourbon aging. And that's what it is. And they're not climate controlled. The bourbon, you know, goes in and out of the wood of the barrels based upon the temperature, and that's how they get that nice cream color in the bourbon. And do I work in the bourbon industry? I drink enough of it. But I've got a good friend of mine who's the director of the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, so I've got a lot of inside information. So
now you said these are local distilleries, right?
Yeah, the Driftless Glen is from Baraboo, and Ledge Rock Distillery is from Fond du Lac, but the others are national.
Okay. Who knew? I didn't know they made them here.
Oh, yeah. Wisconsin has some great distilleries. You know, J. Henry is a big one. Driftless Glen is another big one, one of my favorites. Ledge Rock is kind of a unique one that I found just kind of doing some research here around Wisconsin. But there's some other great ones here in Wisconsin. Yahara Bay, which is outside of Madison. Also, Dancing Goat, which is outside of Madison. So really just a lot of amazing distilleries here in Wisconsin. Not only do they just make bourbon, but they do gins and vodkas, and Dancing Goat makes a great limoncello. So there's just so many great things made right here in Wisconsin that you can enjoy if that type of spirit is your favorite. So
all right, let's talk about the money part of this now.
Mm-hmm.
Admission, sampling.
Yeah, the admission is $45, so that gets you unlimited sampling from 1 to 4. We also have just a general admission. Say if bourbons and spirits aren't your thing, you want to come in and just enjoy the music. And we've got some Green Miller Light at the bar and some great Irish beers at the bar. It's just a $10 admission fee for that. So if you want to just come and enjoy the party and not do any of the sampling, you can come on in and just for $10 and enjoy the music and everything else we have going on that day. And those tickets are available at the events page of festivalpark.com. And I will tell you that $45, that is a great value. I like to say I've been to a lot of tastings and I've paid a lot more for a lot less. So this is a really great bargain and it's going to be a fun day.
Indoors or outdoors?
It is indoors at Festival Hall.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So you don't care about the weather?
No.
Snowstorms, blizzards, doesn't mean anything.
Not for this particular one. I care about it for our friends with the DRC that are doing the
parade.
I care about it for them, but for us, no. It's not a concern.
I still didn't put my snow shovels away and my snow brush in the backseat of my car.
Not time yet.
I'm not going to do it. I don't want to put the whammy on things
because
I made the mistake a few weeks ago coming out and saying, it's springtime. And the next day, we had 1.5 inches of snow on the ground.
That's the way it works.
I keep my mouth shut. The snow shovels are out there. They're not coming out till the 4th of July. Then they can go in.
Yeah.
We're chatting with Kevin McDougall from 5K Events. We're talking about Festival Hall, Memorial Hall, Rotary Park. Almost I got Rotary Park in there.
You got that in there.
Yeah. Next up is something fascinating. The Racine Rendezvous Rubik's Cube Competition at Festival Hall. Now, I mentioned this because we were watching a YouTube video of this kid 3.4 seconds solving a Rubik's Cube, and we saw him do it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And he wasn't even looking at it.
He just went down.
And tossed it.
I have to examine it for at least 20 seconds before I could do anything.
Yeah, me too. If you gave me till the end of the year, I wouldn't have been able to solve it. I was just talking about this with somebody yesterday, and as a matter of fact, I said the only way I could solve it if I were to peel off the stickers. But apparently, you can't even do that anymore. They paint them on. So cheaters like me wouldn't do that. So they paint the colors on the Rubik's Cubes now.
I don't know how he did it.
I don't either.
He just picked up and did it.
Yeah, and it's completely mixed up when he picked it up and zap, done.
And it's not AI. He really did it.
And he had some real swagger about him, too. He's like, I got this.
So I assume you're not going to have the 3.4 3.47 people.
I don't think we're going to have the superstar, but I think we're going to have people that aspire to be him that'll be there. But, yeah, that is on July 4th, and it's the Racine Rendezvous.
Oh, July 4th of July. Huh?
I mean, not July 4th. I'm sorry, April 4th.
April 4th, okay.
My bad. The Racine Rendezvous Rubik's Cube competition that'll be at Festival Hall.
Yeah, I had to get in. How do you do the competition if you want to be in the competition?
You know, that's a good question. I'll have to find that out for next time around. Okay. We were partnering with our friends at RG Babies. On Main Street in Racine.
Yeah.
So you could probably get with Michelle and find that information.
All right. On March 12th, the Quad Con Comic and Toy Show at Festival Hall.
Yeah,
I got to stop and slowly say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you really do. This is our fourth year for this, and this has just grown and grown every year. And it is just what it sounds. It's, comic book dealers, collectibles dealers, things like that. There's even some, comic book artists that have been there in years past. So it is really amazing thing. And the cosplay aspect of it has really grown the last couple years too, people dressing like their favorite fantasy character and things like that.
I've seen that.
Gotten better and better every year, so some people are really starting to pay attention and really get after it. So
I'm going to the movies with my wife, and we come out and these kids get out of a car, and I say kids, they were probably about 14, 15 years old, and they're dressed in these outfits, and I forget the movie that was playing. It was Minecraft.
Okay.
And they're dressed, and I say, let me guess, you're going to see Minecraft. Of course.
Yeah.
And they were dressed as the characters going into the movie.
Sure.
And there were like four of them. And I said, my goodness, what is this movie, Minecraft?
Yeah.
And they were dressed as the characters to go watch the movie.
Yeah. I respect a good cosplay. I mean, I've been to some of the big ones in Chicago. I've never dressed, because if I couldn't do it right and do it up good, I wouldn't do it. But some of these folks really have amazingly elaborate costumes for their favorite characters.
You go to Comic-Con, you see the videos on the news of these people walking around, and
they invest a lot of dough into it, and it's a source of pride for them. It's part of their community, and it's a pretty cool thing.
And they're probably high powered attorneys at some prestigious law firm.
And
on weekends they go out dressed like that.
Yeah.
All right, that's coming up April 12th.
April 25th,
the end of the month. All things kids expo and festival hall.
Yeah, and this is our second year for this. This is an event that just is exactly what it sounds. All things kids. So it's, ways to keep your kids entertained, crafts, educational things. So it's all, different types of, retailers and organizations that are focused on kids and their betterment and their well-being. And there's a lot of fun things for kids to do. And we have some great sponsors. And this is something that is going to continue to grow. Like I said, this is our second year. We had a great year with it last year, our first year, and just took off like we weren't expecting it to. We were very pleasantly surprised. And so we expect another great event here, coming up toward the end of April.
Let's talk about the huge event coming up this spring, the Farmers Market.
Yeah, the Farmers Market is actually going to be the centerpiece of everything we do at Festival Park this spring and summer and into the fall. The opening day is Saturday, May 9th, and that will run every Saturday for the following 24 weeks from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through October 24th. So, and this is going to be a true farmer's market. It's going to be, everything has to be freshly grown or made. No packaged goods. We're not going to be doing a lot of crafting, things like that. No food trucks. Very different from what happens down at the Kenosha Harbor Market, which is amazing in itself and what they do. But this is going to be a true farmer's market. It's not, you see farmers markets slapped on so many different things that really don't apply. But this is going to be a real farmers market. And we're working with all the food share programs, SNAP, WIC, EBT. We'll have some senior discount programs, but also a lot of great things for families to do too. A lot of, kids activities, educational things, demonstrations, sampling. We'll have some live music every week. So it's going to be a party every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And really, and we've talked about in visits past some of the things that are unique to downtown Racine in terms of, and not unique in a good way, in terms of food insecurity and food deserts and things like that. And that is truly downtown Racine, where a lot of the residents don't have the opportunity to go to a local grocery store and get fresh, you know, fruits and vegetables and things like that. So this is something that is going to certainly satisfy. And so we're all very excited about that. And we're really looking forward to it.
When I went to the farmer's market with my wife down in Monument Square, they had one. And we found a local honey guy. And now I go to his house to pick it up in the off months. And it's like a drug deal going down. I pull up in the driveway. He comes out with a bag. I have my cash in my hand. I give him the cash, give me the bag, and I pull away.
Yep.
He's my dealer.
Score.
His daughter does the honey. She's got the honeybees.
Sure.
And he was selling it.
Yeah.
And it's like a...
There's a lot of folks in the area
that
do honey.
It's like a deal going down. Right?
Yeah. So we'll certainly have a honey provider. I mean, we also run, Dawn, who you've met, is our market manager. And we'll have her in again real soon. And she manages the Oak Creek Winter Market up at the Oak Creek Community Center. And we were there a couple weeks ago, my wife and I, easily spent $200. I mean, it's not hard to do. But, you know, great breads and cheeses and pickled items, and bought some great beef jerky and some great other baked goods, you know, cookies and things like that. But and this is going to be indicative of what we're going to have at our market. A lot of those same vendors are coming to work with us.
Now, is this on the grass at Festival Park?
Well, this will be in the colonnade. So under the colonnade.
Oh, yeah, the colonnade.
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm glad you brought that up. One of the great aspects of Festival Park is so much of it is undercover. So all the vendors will be under the colonnade. So we don't have to worry about rain too much. We have large event tents. So a lot of the demonstrations will be under that. So, you know, it won't be a day to where if we have a steady rain, you're going to have a washout. You know, you're going to be protected from the rain. And there's plenty of parking in downtown Racine. So you don't have to sweat that. And it's something that's going to be a great thing, not only for us, but the entire community. So we're really excited about it. We're very fortunate to have this coming to Festival Park.
And we got a minute here. Let's talk about Harborfest coming up.
Yeah, Harborfest coming up June 12th and 13th in their second year of its new incarnation, headlined by Bella Kane, some other great acts, Almighty Vinyl, The Lunch Money Bullies, Weird Science.
How about your band?
You know, I'm actually between bands at the moment, so if anybody's looking for a vocalist, I'm available.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, exactly. So, Kevin@festivalpark.com. They've got a great lineup of bands, and we're really excited about it. And this is something that, you know, people had talked about, you know, for years. The last year of the original Harborfest was 2007. So it had been, you know, that long. And a couple of the guys that, you know, Jeff and Gary are former sponsors of the original Harborfest. So they like to tell the story of they were having too many bourbons on Gary's deck one day and decided, hey, let's start Harborfest again. And
so is that the way it talks?
After they had a few. So they got their heads together and came up with it. And last year was a great year. And we're looking forward to this year being another great year for it. So,
okay. But the big one, Shamrocks and Shenanigans, coming up Saturday, March 14th. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes because we've got some tickets to give away.
Yeah.
The Shamrocks and Shenanigans coming up Saturday, March 14th at Festival Hall. Now, if you missed any of what we're talking about, we'll have a podcast later on this afternoon for you so you can hear it all again.
Yep.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
See you next month.
You bet.
And bring in the young lady here to talk about the farmer's market.
Yeah, I will. I'll see Dawn next week, and we'll set a time to have her back in and really give you more of the inside scoop of the vendors and everything that we've got coming. So
sounds good.
Yep.